Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Oh, hell yeah! It's Friday! Woohoo! Hell yeah!
And we're back!
The guy who does that scream, the Friday scream that I found on YouTube, he really, more people should use that.
Yeah.
You know what the video was? It was just him and, he worked in some industrial garage. And he was just happy it was Friday, and he screamed it, and I happened to come across it on YouTube. We've been using it ever since. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it just it embodies the feeling of it's
yes.
being Friday.
Yes, and if you saw where he was, you'd understand his enthusiasm, because what a shit job. Terrible job. Anyway, how the hell are you? It's Kane and Corey Show. Corey not here today. All right, so I have some good news and some bad news. Good news is, well, it's good news for me, for us. Bad news for him. He can't go to Greece next week. That trip is off. So he will be here on Monday when we will do Utter Nonsense. Not doing Utter Nonsense today, obviously, because Corey's not here. So yeah. Can't do that. We'll do Ook today. So that's also good news. Let's see. So good news, not going to Greece. Oh, also not good news for Alicia because apparently Corey just destroyed that vagina on Valentine's Day because that's where he is today. She started bleeding again, and so he's there at the hospital with her. It's nothing serious. We were joking on the phone. Don't get mad at me for making jokes. It's not a big deal. But she had had that the piece of cancer or precancerous cell removed right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It, you know, she just kept having problems with it, you know, it would bleed here and there and stuff. And she was told not to lift anything heavy over 5 pounds. Well, she went to Costco yesterday and started moving pianos and fucking tires and shit, whatever she was buying at Costco, and had another issue. So she was in the hospital overnight.
So why is that preventing them from going to Greece? I mean, I'm glad he's staying
with her. I don't know. I mean, she's got to take it easy. She can't be getting on a plane around and doing all that walking around. Yeah. And that's I don't know if you know, Jay, but that's a very a gentle area down there, you know?
It's destroy it, so I don't
very
even...
fragile area. Well, that's what Corey was saying. He was like, I should have told the doc I did that. At least she's actually the first one that said it. She goes, fucking, they're going to think that you destroyed me on Valentine's Day. Corey's like, nah, no, they won't. Like, Corey, fucking lean into that.
Yeah, well, then
fuck yeah, man.
Pull your pants down. Then they'll know, oh, no, it wasn't you.
Well, no, you can't lean into shit if you pull your pants, if he pulls his pants down. But no, she's going to be fine, but that's where he is. Welcome to Tiffany Sanchez, new to the chat, longtime listener, but she's in the chat this morning for the first time.
Tiffany.
If you're on Spotify and Apple, it's really fun in here. You should, if you want to upgrade, go ahead. If you don't, we appreciate you either way, but... thanks for listening to the show. So Corey may or may not have destroyed Alicia's vagina, but I'm telling you, who continues to destroy music? MGK.
Oh, God.
Now, listen, this was... remember back in the day when all anyone bitched about was the fact we were on the radio? Oh, God, you guys played... And it was true. We played MGK every 45 fucking minutes.
Yeah, it's awful.
And you wonder why Alt-92.3 went bye-bye.
And the reason for it was from the higher ups, and we know who we're talking about. Well, it's testing. Everybody wants to hear. Right. It. No, the fuck they don't.
No, the fuck they don't. You know what? Here was the theory. Our listeners tended to listen a lot longer to our show because the thinking is why you repeat songs so often. This goes for like top 40, Z100, whatever. Why? Because the average listener listens for 10 to 15 minutes,
right?
And that's it. So the average listener. You know, you pop the radio on every now and then. You know, they want you to hear the popular songs. to try to get you to stay longer.
Sure.
Well, to the listener who spends more time, it's time spent listening. It's called TSL, time spent listening. To that person who spends a lot of time with a show, yeah, you're going to hear it all the fucking time. So it was a complaint, but it also was kind of a compliment that, you know, yeah, they stuck around to try to listen to more of the show.
Come on. I mean, even after the time spent listening, it was played more than it should.
Of course.
There were songs. I mean, how many times did you run it like, yo, we need to bring it back to the K-Rock days, and that's what they wanted, and we wouldn't, and hence why they're now 10-10 wins.
Couldn't even ignore it after a while with all the texts. You just had to start talking about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this, I can't believe this happened in 2022. Apparently, when MGK was on the Howard Stern show, but I just got sent it yesterday, and this is you will want to Van Gogh yourself twice. I'm not even being hyperbolic here. This isn't an overstatement. This is the worst thing I have ever heard.
Uh oh,
Machine Gun Kelly covering Aerials from System of a Down,
which is a good song. If this waterfall, one in the river,
one again after the fall. Oh, they say the guitar player's keeping it real. Swimming through the void, we hear the word. We lose ourselves, but we find it all. Cause we are the ones who want to play. Always want to go, but you never want to stay. All he's doing is... anybody could do what he's attempting to do there. We are the ones who want to choose. Always want to play, but you never want to lose. Isn't that just, that's incredible.
That's the worst. Yeah. Wow. I mean, his band.
Maybe he was doing System of a Down syndrome. I think that's what he was doing. That was his impression of System of a Down syndrome.
Wow.
Because if that was the case, that was really good. Good job. Good job, Coulson. You nailed that. How about a hug?
Dude, I mean, his band was killing it.
Sure, the band's all right. Oh, my God. They must be paying him. What are you? They must be thinking, what am I doing sitting here with this guy? They must be getting a good payday because why else? Would you sit there? There's no way one of those good musicians, serious musicians, was playing with him thinking that sounded good. There's no way.
There's so much more talent out in the world. I mean, you could go to a local bar down the street and hear somebody that, and this guy's fucking making it. This is the problem with the world.
If he performed that at a high school talent contest, that's a last place finish.
No shit.
At a high school talent contest.
That's people walking out of the bar because the music sounds bad type of shit. Like, imagine that being played at Butch Cole's.
That'd be pretty good for Butch Cole's.
All right, well, okay.
No, that's not true. Like, Best Friend Russ's band, Newborn Kings, plays Butch's all the time. Kicks that's ass.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, worst thing I've ever heard right there.
Yeah.
Bill says, man, I got to hear it twice now. Yeah, because you don't believe your ears. Like, that's not possible. Did I really just hear that? No. Sat on it, Chris. It was awful. Christy, oh my God, they're dumping Pearl Jam's new shit song every half hour the other day. Yeah, that's another piece of garbage. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't. I have to listen now.
Bad. No hook at all on that song. Everybody's like, oh, Pearl Jam's back. And it always makes me wonder, too, like when a band stays away for years and they come back with a subpar song, like a great band or at least formerly great band like Pearl Jam. And so you were gone all that time and that's what you come back with? That song?
Yeah.
Bill says, yeah, MGK would be carried to 45th place. Wow. Berthold says he sold his soul to Satan for fame. Yeah, I agree. You know, and I will say, I can't leave this go without saying at least one good thing about MGK. Nice wig. He's got a great wig. You know he wears a wig, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because he was bald before he got famous. Yeah. He was like fucking.
Or did he get plugs? Could he have gotten plugs?
Well, either way, the wig, it's not real.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got plugs. I mean, because it thickened up too quickly.
Yeah.
Plugs got to take some time to grow in.
Yeah, because I went to try to get them, and the doctor was like, don't do it. It's so stupid. First of all, they'll just put them right here, right?
Yeah,
and
they look ridiculous.
They look ridiculous. He's just like, this is just the way you're meant to be. Just live with it. Maybe use some thickening shampoo.
I don't know if I would be okay with that. Because you know what you should do? Here's what you should do, Jay.
Oh, boy.
You've probably seen it. Because you know what? Your algorithms probably show you all sorts of hair replacement systems
now,
right?
Oh, the spray shit? The spray shit?
No. Well, okay. Not the spray shit. And not the helmet that's got lights on it. Not that thing. Have you seen that thing?
Yes.
No. What you should do is shave everything but the sides. And then they put glue down on like your scalp.
They do that.
And then they throw it, glue a hair flap onto your head.
Dude, I'm not.
And it looks really good.
From this angle, it looks worse because my camera's high. It's not. I mean, this is like hereditary.
Well, I know, but if you got to worry about angles,
I know.
People see you in public from every angle. The mirror lies to you, to all of us. The mirror lies because you know when you're sitting in the mirror, you make the best looking face possible.
Yeah.
And you look at yourself in the best angle, but that's not what you look like when you hit the streets.
Is it really that bad? It's bad. All right, never mind. All right.
Yeah, lay some carpet, Jennifer says.
Everybody says women, bald is in, man.
Christy says his widow's peak ain't bad. No worries, Jay. I don't care.
I'm not telling
you to do it. I give two shits what your hair looks like. But I'm just saying, if you're worried about it, the hair flap is pretty good.
No, they fuck with me. Kane and Corey fuck with me, but it is something that it's been bothering me, not just even from...
That's why we fuck with you, because we know it bothers you.
Way before even I was on the show with you guys, it started happening, but it happened to my grandfather, his father. It's a thing, but I went to the dermatologist, and he measured it. He goes, it's not that bad. That shampoo that Corey uses, he said that stuff is garbage. It doesn't work. It's for sales.
Well, we saw Corey's scalp. We know that shampoo doesn't work.
And right. And then he said you could get the surgery, but it's not, people get the surgery, it's not that bad. So whatever.
Right now.
Yeah, no, I know. At least I'm not gray. I have no gray hair.
The march upwards doesn't stop. That's the bad news.
I know.
That's the never ending march.
So would you rather be gray and a full head of hair or like losing
please,
some?
I'll stop you right there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Jon Bon Jovi. You can always dye that. Jon Bon Jovi's hair, he's got to do something with that. It's all feathered and dry and
yeah,
poofy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I saw it. Yeah, yeah.
At right. least dye it. Because it would lop 10 years off of his face if he would just dye it to, you know, his heyday brown. That should be actually, you know what? That'd make a really good color name.
Heyday Brown. Yeah, I like it.
Because everybody had a heyday. Heyday Brown.
Everybody's talking about my hair
now. Ah, Kat, good point. She says, I mean, even if he got hair, still wouldn't help you with utter nonsense.
No, this is the truth. Absolutely. My voice is my voice. It's what it is.
Maybe someday your hair will recede back so far that the hair on your back will start falling out. And that will be good. At least that'll be good.
I had Tracy shave it last night. I was like, hey, can you come here and shave this? Because it started, it's like usually I just have it on my lower back, right? But now it started going up my back, right? And I can reach some of it, but so I had to take a, yeah.
Lower back hair is basically ass hair. Can we tell the truth? Lower back hair is ass hair.
Yeah, well, that's
kind of... got a little out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Carol's like...
So I got out of the shower. I was like, Tracy, come here. She's like, what?
Oh, my God. See?
Then, yeah.
If you guys are doing that, if she's willing to fucking shave your back hair, I'm not really worried about divorce at this point.
She just doesn't want to look at it.
Ah. Yeah, but they got those fucking back shavers for the large single fellas. Have you seen those?
Yeah, but my
they
hair
on stick
yes.
and they just do this.
Yeah, but here's the problem. My hair on my back is so thick that
okay.
razor doesn't
wow. Fuck. Wow. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wax that shit. Do your wife a favor. That should have been your Valentine's Day gift. Honey.
So she
shaved my back. I waxed my back for you.
Listen, hairy back dudes, get it waxed. Yeah, I tried to get it waxed one time. It hurt. I never did it again. You have to keep up. In the summertime, I take care of everything. So then when I go on the beach, I look like I have abs. I actually shave abs into my stomach.
Forbidden Ball says, God, your ass must look like a shaggy carpet.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Kane, you don't have a hairy ass?
No. I know the day that I looked at the old butthole, I know that my ass isn't hairy now, which I'm happy about. But you can feel that. I need to wipe your ass. And if I do, it's blonde. So anyway, let's just keep... let's talk about something else. It's gross, but at least it's not us. See that story in the Post? 73-year-old Australian man had to get batteries stuck because he shoves batteries into his penis for pleasure, and three of them got stuck. I won't even go to the urine. I have blood. Whenever I get, you know, the blood tests and I get the urine tests, I've had blood in my urine. You can't see it. It's not red, but the red blood cell count in my urine is
it's hot. Yeah.
And it's been like that since the 90s, right? And I tell the doctor that, but they all insist, well, there's got to be something wrong. There's got to be kidney stones. Is it my cancer? They all want me to go see a urologist, and I won't because that involves shoving something in your penis, which I think I would almost rather die. But this guy does it for fun. This guy does it for pleasure.
What the fuck size battery? Listen, I don't care. The smallest battery you can get, meaning like, is a AAA battery, right?
Well, he puts button batteries in his penis.
Oh, God. That's
what the doctor said. To the best of our understanding, this is the first reported case of urethral necrosis with button battery infection. Oh, good God, it got that bad.
Ugh.
He began fueling his own sexual gratification by intentionally shoving batteries into the one-way tunnel. Now, that's good reporting. Thank you, New York Post. Thank you, New York Post. This is serious news.
One-way tunnel. Baby, come suck on my one-way tunnel. That's fucking hilarious.
You know what else I saw yesterday? I saw a short. The guy goes... I wouldn't suck your dick if we were out of oxygen and the only oxygen left was in your balls.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The patient inserted batteries several times before without getting them stuck. He's 73 years old. Waited 24 hours to seek medical attention. His body tissue was dying in just 2 hours. Well, it's a battery.
You know that saying, just when you thought you heard it all, then you hear shit. Yeah, this is like on that level.
I don't even, dude, the disgusting people that are out there. Well, there's another story I was reading the other day. I didn't talk about this, but he's like a judge or someone like really high up in society. Somebody quote unquote important. Right. And he was finally arrested. He's got all these videos. He would take walks in the park naked with his dog and fuck it. He would fuck himself with tree branches. All of this was in public, like at the local park. Right. And he would always record himself. And the cops got a search warrant to come look at his computer and shit. And as they were going for it, he goes, well, I'm dead. I'm fucked. Is there any way you guys can just shoot me because I'm fucked? And then he was like, well, you don't understand. He was talking about the fucking the dog. He goes, I do that to blow off steam. I don't give a fuck if you're trying to get a fucking genie to pop out his butthole. There's no reason.
And this guy's a judge?
You should be doing that. He's like a judge, somebody important, somebody high up.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Like, that's an excuse. Why? I fucked my dog to blow off steam, all right? Chill out. Relax.
Like, it's like, all right, go ahead. Go have fun. You know what?
In that case.
Any fetish you could think of, the weirdest fucking thing, there's somebody out there that's done it or thinking about doing it or has a video out doing it.
That's what I'm saying. And, well, I mean, you should know Spot, your brother. No, I mean, shit. Fuck. Ask him about the battery thing.
No, I don't think he does batteries. But it's shocking.
I bet he's shoved things in his penis hole.
I don't know, man, because I don't think
Yeah, you got to ask him. Call him real quick.
Let me see if I can
just ask him that and then hang up. Right. I just want to know. Just say, hey, have you ever shoved anything inside your penis for pleasure? Right, and he'll probably go, wait, what? Because it's early where he is.
Yeah,
right?
Let me.
Just call him anyway.
Let's see. Hold on. Okay.
Screw that. He's probably, you know what? He's probably still up doing that now.
Let's see. Hold on.
You talk, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You ask him. And then just hang up. Okay, thanks. And hang up.
It's 6:51 where he is. He's in L.A. right now. My brother lives in L.A.
He probably thinks someone died. Well, your parents are both dead, so he's probably not worried, you know.
Damn. Yeah, he's not going
to
pick up.
Yeah, he doesn't love you.
I asked him to be on the show next week so we could kind of get an update on his sexual escapades. Apparently, he's been having sex with like three women in a night and then going to... But he said, it's too early. I'm not up that early because he's usually out late on these Grindr apps. Just fucking meets these guys.
Well, you realize that they were... That's for men. Grindr's for... So you just said, but he's sleeping with three women in a night.
But he's doing... He does both. Like, he was in... They were just in Vegas. They were, you know, because they do Fox Sports. They were just in Vegas. He said he met up with like two dudes in Vegas for the week. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
See, now that's what you call... He's a late bloomer. He's making up for lost time.
Yes.
This is the kind of behavior... This is the kind of thing you do when you're in your 20s or your late teens, right? This is the kind of promiscuous behavior that you do when you're that age. But now he's just discovered this, and so now he's got to relive those days.
Well, when he got on with Covino and Rich, you know, they're good-looking guys. They were having sex with porn stars but when he first started the show. And Christian was very laid back. And now that's his excuse. He said, well, you guys did it, but now I'm doing it, and it's wrong. Well, the only thing that... I mean, I guess it's not wrong. This hetero flexible lifestyle that he's living.
Well, I mean, each of us can determine whether or not that's wrong. We all have different answers.
No, I agree. But as far as sticking batteries in his penis, I don't know.
I really wanted to know the answer to that question. Damn all it. Right,
well, hopefully, let me text, keep going.
No, that's what I mean. Like, you know, okay, if even though I hate her, if my sister called me at 6 a.m, I would think something is wrong. So I would answer the phone. Like, he doesn't love you.
No, he doesn't.
He saw the phone. He looked at it and was like, I'll call him later.
We want to ask you a question. All right. We'll see. Hopefully he calls back. You know who would pick up? Covino would probably pick up.
Probably. Yeah, Kirsten, my nuzzin, said he's going to end up with an STD. Gross. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy, he's just, I don't know. I told you, he called me the other day. Did I tell you that story?
Probably
I know
not.
You don't want to talk about my brother, but I was on the phone with him. We were just talking about stuff here in the house and stuff. And he goes, hold on, my wife's calling. And I said, all right. Comes back. He goes, hey, bro, I got to go. I said, everything all right? He said, yeah, she's on a date. I have to bring her a condom. She forgot them. So he's bringing his wife a condom.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think he told us that story.
Did I? Okay. Yeah. And I just, it's just, again, it's shocking because we don't live that
lifestyle.
Well,
that's outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's outrageous. Wow. Oh, you can't judge. No, I can judge. Everybody judges. Yeah. No, we all judge.
Don't judge me. Yeah, I did. Rachel said you told us that. And it's still shocking because I told Tracy, and then, you know, of course, Tracy, the first thing. So do you want to do that? Is that the life you want to live? You know, that's how they do it. Yeah. Like Corey said, you watch a movie. Do you want to cheat like that guy? You know, stupid shit.
Oh, right. So that automatically draws it a comparison to you. Well, is that what you want?
Oh, yeah. That's what she does. So do you, you know, you could live that lifestyle like your brother if you want. And I was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to.
Interesting. I'm trying to find this picture of this. There it is. All right, let me share this. Instead of shoving things in your penis, why don't you just get yourself the sexy sipper? You know what the sexy sipper is?
Oh, man, is it...
Cam Soda, it's a porno company, whatever. They got a lot of shit, right? Cam Soda, they're using the Stanley Thermos craze as a reason to basically turn a Stanley Thermos into a flesh bot.
Ooh.
So it's just picture your Stanley Thermos or any thermos with a handle, right? And where the lid goes is where there is a vagina. A rubber vagina. Or there's one for women. The fucking cock on it. Or so, men. Whatever. Your brother would probably enjoy. You know what? You could probably get your brother one of each.
Yeah. And it looks like they're interchangeable. So like it comes with the vagina and the penis. So you put that little extra attachment on there that you hook the penis onto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a good
In three sexy colors. Light blue, pink, and black. You know?
Everybody in the mafia, Carol just said, I'm canceling my subscription. Lynette said, I quit. What is happening?
I'm picking out a thermos for you. Not an ordinary thermos for you. gross.
Oh, man.
That's funny. I guarantee you someone's going to buy that. Do you drink out of it after? That's the question. Like, I wonder if you finish into the thermos, does it just go to the bottom, or is there a cum catcher
attached
to the bottom of the vagina?
Wait a minute. Is that actually being used for fucking? I think
people
that's just
fuck it. That's not a thermos. That's a sex toy.
They've taken
a thermos and made it into a sex toy.
Wow.
Yeah. Crystal, I'm looking at a Stanley now. I'll never look at it the same. Bill says, do you put the penis in the cup and it hits you in the mouth when you drink? Or what's the Staten Island Chris says, this is no doubt rock bottom. Yeah. Corey goes away and you got to hear MGK and you got to look at thermos dicks. I mean, come on. hilarious. Kat says, why are we fucking fake things again? I don't know. You'll have to ask that judge who puts tree branches in his asshole. Although that's not a fake thing. I think this is a fake thing. This story is bullshit. You tell me what you think. Woman in Canada, Regina. If I lived in Canada, that's where I would live.
Where is it? What's it called?
Regina.
Regina.
Yeah. Vagina with an R. She claims she finished an entire cup of coffee at McDonald's before she found a fucking mouse in it.
Oh.
Listen to her.
Drink a McDonald's coffee this morning just to go finish the rest.
Now, what she's showing us is an empty cup. There's just a little bit of coffee left on the bottom with a dead mouse laying on the bottom of her cup. A little teeny tiny mouse.
Rest of it to find out I have a mouse in the bottom of my cup.
No way.
Go and drink a McDonald's coffee this morning just to go finish the rest of it. To find out I have a mouse in the bottom of my cup.
Nope. I don't believe you at fucking all.
I don't.
Because that mouse, as you're tipping the cup back, that mouse would be fucking hitting you in the mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Is that
if there's a lid on it, you would feel the clonk clonk of the mouse in your cup. You're not finishing the entire. Well, that doesn't say a lot for McDonald's coffee either, for the way it tastes. If you got a dead mouse in there and you can't tell the fucking difference.
Now, could it have been, here's the thing. Could it have been that cup was manufactured and that mouse was stuck to the, you know, because there's a little plastic at the bottom
of it? No. This mouse is not like part of the cup. You can see it. I'm looking at it again right now.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No fucking way.
Jeez.
Somebody commented on it. Y'all saying she's lying, so where the fuck she get the mouse from? Hello? Maybe there's a field across the street from the McDonald's, or where mice are so hard to find? What probably happened was, she's drinking the coffee, she happened to see a dead mouse, and then thought, I don't think she thought of it and then had to go look for a mouse. I think she found the mouse as she was drinking the coffee and then thought of it. Oh, maybe I can get some money out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I was thinking maybe she placed it down on the, let's say on a park bench or something like that. And then the mouse jumped into it and died because it was so hot.
Somebody said, I'd be running to the hospital instead of recording. Yeah. Somebody said, this is bullshit. She would have tasted that or felt it on the straw. Well, she probably wasn't drinking the coffee with the straw. She's looking for money, clicks, likes, comments, follows, and shares. And y'all just gave it to her.
Yeah, and Kirby Barbie said, I believe that one, the one that you said about it, she found it dead, because that looks like a wild mouse. Just one, you know, like right. A field mouse.
Right. Yeah, it's a total field mouse. All right. And you know, I'm sorry, she's much too calm. If you just drank an entire cup of coffee that had a mouse in it, oh, fuck. I'm not stopping. My mind wouldn't even go to, I have to film this. I would be so, after retching violently for 15 minutes, I would go to the doctor.
You have,
wouldn't you? I wouldn't even think to post that. I wouldn't be that calm.
No, because there has to be disease in that mouse, and you just drank it. And like you said, how calm she was in the, she wasn't even, even if she took the video and she was screaming, like there was some sort of emotion, it was like she was just having a conversation with the cup.
Another good point in here. They stack the cups. There's no way. She 100% faked this. There's no possible way it could happen.
And they stack them upside down.
Yes.
In the cup holder thing.
Right. Or even if they're like on the ledge, you know how some of them have, they're spring loaded.
Yeah.
You
shove
the cups into the side.
Yes.
And you pull a cup. There's no way.
Because you would pull it and whatever would fall out. So it's upside down first. Yeah. There's no way. You're right. Good point. Wow.
Somebody said, well, what she doesn't know is if she tries to sue them, they're going to take that mouse and dissect it to see if there's any coffee in its lungs or stomach. Because if the mouse was in there when they filled the cup, he'd be trying to breathe, which would make him ingest the coffee. So we'll see who's lying and scamming. Yeah. All right. See, now I came to my own conclusion before I saw that everybody agreed with me. So I'm just happy that I'm not crazy.
No, I mean, it just makes sense when you put all the pieces together. There's no way a mouse could even stay in there. Like I said, unless it was embedded in the cup during manufacturing, there's no way that a dead mouse would stay in there.
No. People need to learn boundaries. Have you ever been to a bar? I had some lunch yesterday at a bar. Have you ever seen a bathroom where it just looks like there's one for a man and one for a woman, and there's a toilet in there. It's basically a one-person bathroom with the toilet, the door locks, but there's also a urinal in it.
Yes.
Right? We've all seen those bathrooms. Yes. Okay. Well, I was online behind a guy. There was somebody in the bathroom. I'm second online. And the guy goes in. One guy comes out. The guy in front of me goes in. He turns to me, goes, oh, well, there's a urinal in here too, if you want to come on in. I go, nah, I'm good. It was weird. I always make sure I lock the door. Conceivably two people could pee in there at the same time, but like it's weird in that setting. That's weird.
If it was you and Russ, like your friend, that's different, right?
No, I would go in myself even then.
Yeah.
Nah. No, there's a lock on the door. It's supposed to be a private bathroom. I don't know why they stuck a urinal on the wall. Maybe when they're busy, it just nah.
He but wanted to fuck
stranger.
You.
I'm like, what? Why do you want me to go in there?
He wanted to have sex with you. He wanted.
Oh wait. No, I think he was just like, he wasn't like anybody that he didn't. No, he wasn't Spot. See, now Spot's got your mind warped. You think that everybody wants to have sex with everybody because of Spot.
Carol says, was that Jay's brother? Yeah. He would have been like, so, Doug.
No, but yeah, he started, worked his way in, had the door. He poked his head back out. He goes, oh, there's a urinal in here too if you want to go. I'm like, no.
Keep going. It sounds like he was just genuinely being a nice guy because you were waiting in line, right? So
I think so. Why, but I mean, that's...
What about that do you think crossed the boundaries? Because you said people need to know boundaries.
Well, he's a stranger, and I don't want to share a bathroom with him. Because to me, it's nothing. It's just because there's a urinal in there, it's the same thing as crossing streams. It's the same thing as you're sharing a bathroom. I wouldn't let you in the bathroom with me in my house to pee. Just because there's another place on the wall to pee doesn't mean it's really supposed to be for two people.
So now, you've seen bathrooms that are probably the same size as the one you were in yesterday, that are public bathrooms where they are two urinals, two bathrooms, and they're just really small and tight. It's the size of it is the same as what you were in yesterday.
The toilet would have walls.
This
is just an open toilet with a urinal on the wall. And unless it's CBGB's, I'm not dealing with that. Remember the CBGB's bathroom?
Yeah.
Hell. I took a shit in there once. And if you don't know, CBGB's bathroom was... Well, that's where all the diseases came to party. And you'd walk in there. You can Google the CBGB's bathroom and have a look at it if you want. Post that. But you'd walk in there, and the toilet was actually up on a little step. Filthy. They never cleaned it. There's stickers everywhere, right? The toilet was up on a little step. Right when you walk in, that's the first thing you saw. And then you had a stall on the side. Like a urinal, rather, on the side.
Dude, I got to share this.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had to take a shit in there once.
Hold on, I got to share this. Dude.
And I had to have, I don't know if it was Ross or someone had to stand outside the door Because there was no door. I was like, no, my friend's in there taking a shit.
Look at that. When, oh, wait, that's you.
That's the wrong one, yeah. So, when you got to...
This one. Right here.
Yeah, see, there's a toilet up on the step in the back. And then there's the urinals.
Here's a better view. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
The toilet is... Wow.
Click on... That's not really it. That's not the one. Click on the second row, second from the left.
Second, this one right here? Second from the left, sorry. This one.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Had to take a shit right there.
Jesus
Christ. Actually, you know what? It looked exactly the same. I'm reliving it now. Look how dirty the toilet is.
Oh, God. But when you got a shit, you got a shit.
No, I know. Fucking cocaine went right through me that day. Incredible. But the boundary thing goes to this this other thing I wanted to share. This guy gets on a Southwest flight. And there were four people on board. I don't know where he's going where there's four people on your plane. I would die for that. So they all spread out, right? But this guy took a picture of a dude. Again, four people on the entire plane. The one guy felt he had to sit directly behind him. So he took a picture and posted it to X. You see it right there.
Yeah.
The entire plane is empty. And he sat directly behind him. That is the same as having a wall full of urinals. And there's one and guy using them and you pee right next to him.
When I saw, because I saw this story, right? And I was thinking to myself, imagine what Kane would have turned around and said to the guy.
God.
What would you have said? No.
What do you think I would have said?
Really?
Yeah.
There's 100 fucking seats behind you, and you got to sit right behind me?
That's a pretty good Kane impression. I probably would have led with, are you fucking kidding me? Why are you sitting right behind me? Look around. You can have an entire... You can sit anywhere. Why would you want to sit? What if I smell? What if I breathe heavily? What if I fall asleep and I snore? Why would you want to be next to somebody when you don't have to be? And now you realize you understand how I get so mad at the beach. People do the same thing at the beach.
Now, maybe...
They got an entire beach, but they got to sit right next to you.
Maybe this guy was trying... Because the flight attendants still have to walk down the aisle. Maybe they didn't want... He didn't want the flight... Like, if he was... That guy who took the picture was in the front, and the other guy was all the way in the back. He didn't want the flight attendant to have to walk.
There was already a guy way in the back.
True.
Flight attendants told him to spread out.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, pick a seat. Go, do what you... Why? And so... I wonder if the guy in front, when he reclined his seat, I wonder if the guy complained, hey, can you put your seat up? You shouldn't be reclining your seat.
See, that is what you fight on airplanes for. Like, if I would have turned around and been like, bro.
Oh, my God. I think the guy who took the picture actually had to get up and move. But see, that would have pissed me off, too, because I've had to do that at the beach. Where someone who's clueless sits right next to me and makes me move because all of my my passive aggressive eye rolling and sighing doesn't work. They don't get the hint. And if you're with best friend Russ, you're not allowed to make a scene or
he's one of those?
Say anything.
Oh, he's one of those?
So then you just got to like, and then I'm grumpy. I'm like, okay, well, why I was here first. Why do I got to drag my chair all the way somewhere else now? Just because these people are stupid.
Yeah, Dawn says it happens in the parking lots. You know, when you park far away?
Yes.
And then you got to get fucking somebody that was like, bro, there's 700 other spots and you got to park.
Another great example. Yeah, you're trying to take care of your car, right? You maybe give yourself a little more exercise. You don't have to park right up front. Park in the back. You got a lot of room. There's somebody right fucking next to you.
See, Russ just commented in the chat. He said, so embarrassing. He doesn't strike me as a person that doesn't like, you know.
He's the kind of person like me. He'll say stuff. But when it's his, you know what I mean? Like, it's embarrassing when someone else makes a stink or raises a stink or makes a scene. But it's not when you're doing it. If it was something that pissed him off, he'd have no problem saying something. And I would be the one over here going, oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's embarrassing. If you're not the person making the scene, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I still love that the best stories are when you're like, you guys go shopping together and you're like, oh, Russ, look at this big cock. Like, it's like, okay, that's the best.
Oh, my God. That was a godsend. Wait, home goods? These giant roosters on a shelf. There was a big black one. I was like, is this heaven? Is it Christmas? This is proof of God here that I'm walking past the cock aisle with Russ. It was just, material doesn't present itself like that every day.
Russ, was the cock that big? Be honest, Russ. You can
it was huge. The red one wasn't quite as big, but the black one was. Russ says you can't sit within a mile of me. Well, that's not true. On a crowded beach, see who... It depends on how many people are on the beach. Most people pick a spot that's equal distance from the people around, right? You'll find a hole and you'll sit in the middle of that hole.
Right.
And you understand that. Right. The beach is busy. You're going to have people next to you. But space it out. That shows me that you're thinking and you're aware of it, right? Don't just plop next to someone with room on the other side of you where you could have centered yourself better. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with that because I get the parking lot thing pisses me off. So I, you know, the beach thing too. Yeah, absolutely. Russ says everything pisses you off. Yeah, I mean, we know
stupid,
that.
Stupid. You know why? Because we're surrounded by stupidity.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. I have a low tolerance for that.
Spatial awareness is so rare now.
Yes,
DD Jersey says, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jersey. All right, well, let's do this shitty ook and get it out of the way.
What the did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used, then there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's Out of Context.
Yeah, it is pretty shitty. There wasn't a lot. We had missed Monday. Whatever. I'm going to stop making excuses. Here we go.
Kane hates everything.
Yeah, the five pieces. I actually sent Kane a lot, but some of them were previously, and he's like, don't fucking send me old ones.
If you send it to me once and I reject it, I'm not going to use it.
All right, here we go. Number five.
I'll eat a fucking cold wiener, too, and I'll wrap a cold wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah. With my butt cheeks.
You like cold wieners, huh?
Yeah, I'm like that judge. I'll shove anything up there. No, like a cold wiener wrapped in. We were talking about, I made a stupid joke about it was National Singles Awareness Day, and I said, I like Kraft singles. I love, and Corey couldn't believe I eat cheese like that.
Because you said you had it yesterday morning. It was yesterday, right?
Yeah. Out a piece of cheese, you unwrap it, you eat it. Oh, dogs love that. Dogs and cat. Oh, my cat buddy, he would hear the crinkle. I'd open the fridge and just a slight crinkle.
Yeah.
He knew the cheese was out. Yeah. He loved that cheese.
Yeah.
Well, or whatever it was. I don't think it's cheese.
No, that's because, they said that. What did they say that? There's like a lot of plastic in there.
Yeah. No, it's
it doesn't
not good
even
for
melt
anything,
right.
Yeah.
We knew what that one's for. All right, here we go. Four.
You lay on your back, you assume a position, and they just start taking you limb by limb.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That was during his stretch.
Stretch. Yeah. But I was picturing more like he went to a sex, like, you know, like he was in. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Number three.
What the fuck?
The guy's hand was stuck in it. It's true. It was stuck in it.
I feel like you guys were like together. This is what I pictured, right? You guys were together. You're like, oh, look at this. Look what I did with this guy last night. And his fist was like in your ass. It was like in your butt. And Corey was like, what the fuck? And you go,
what the fuck?
The guy's hand was stuck in it. It's true. It was stuck in it.
It was like, and you guys
here, look at this picture of a fist in my asshole, Corey. Isn't this funny?
All right, here we go. That was, we spoke about the crazy things that you bring to an ER or that people, and one was the meat grinder and the guy's hand was stuck in it and he just walked in it with the meat. All right.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
All right, here we go. Number two.
And then at one point we were like pegging each other. Like it was fun.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't know Corey knew Spot. Let's take turns, bro.
So how was last night, Corey?
And then at one point, we were like pegging each other. Like it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the... Well, Jennifer Crosser says, turning my volume down. Let me know when it's over. Are you at work or something? Is that... We've had people say they can't listen to this at work. What was the context of Corey pegging?
He was at a Mardi Gras, and he was throwing shit across the thing with at the kids.
Pegging
and
with like, the footballs.
Yeah, they were...
Mini footballs he was throwing, pegging people. I got it.
Okay. All right, and here we go. Number one.
Suck me out, I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Suck me out, I'll take my chances. I don't get it. Suck me out.
Suck.
Oh. Yes. I'll take my... What am I taking my chances on, though?
I don't know. I mean, if people thought you were... gay. I don't know. So the
what did you think? How did you think this one through in your head?
So in my head, it was like, what did I? Because this was from an older one. I said, okay, yeah. This is what I thought. Do you want it in the butt or you want a blowjob?
Suck me out. I'll take my chances.
That's what I thought.
God.
So it was about the airplane. It was like a would you rather. Would you rather be sitting next to a crying baby on somebody's lap, or be on that 737 flight with the door that
suck me out. I'll take my chances.
Yeah, there we go. So that was the five.
I'll flap my arms really hard. I'll be fine.
Yeah, that was the five. That was it. That was not too great this week.
Yeah, as we mentioned, there's not really any Hall of Fame worthy ones in there.
No, I mean, the best one would be this one.
And then at one point, we were like pegging each other. Like it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Nah. Is that HO? Because you know what the Football Hall of Fame is doing, and even baseball to a lesser degree now, is they're just throwing very good players in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Is that an actual Hall of Fame, or is that just a very good piece of ook?
I just think that was very good, and compared to the others, so it made it. It's like the not so good looking girl is with the uglier girl, so she's hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dean Jersey said the first one was good. What was the first one again?
First one.
I'll eat a fucking cold wiener too, and I'll wrap a cold wiener.
Yeah.
Eh.
It didn't make you.
You know, I was a wiener.
It didn't make you laugh though, right? There's none of them made you just like nah. Wow. All right.
There was nothing uproarious in today's ook, so no. Let's just go ahead and
all right.
We'll do a little news.
All right, here we go.
It's a push this week.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
The news you don't hear anywhere else. Someone left a bag of money on a train in New York. It was filled with $30,000 in cash.
Jeez.
Someone tracked him down. By using a note that was inside of the bag. It was about an appointment for a mechanic. So they used that note in the bag to track the post. Now, the Post or the Times or whoever had the story said it was a feel-good story. But was it? You got to wonder when they're carrying around $30,000 in cash. Like, I mean, I in my head, that cash was for the mechanic to cut the brake lines on his wife's car. That's, you're up to something. If you got a bag, an unmarked bag, like I'm picturing like a burlap sack of $30,000 in cash, you're probably not up to a lot of good.
Now, the reason I said, oh my God, is because if I found $30,000 in cash, it would be feeling good, but for me, because I would keep it.
Yeah, I would pretend I didn't see a note.
No.
Just the C notes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. No way. Would you
I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably turn it in. I couldn't live with myself. It's just the wrong thing to do. I mean, a $20 football is one thing. $30,000 is another. It might be some old man. It might be his life savings. But see, about the note, why would a note about an appointment with a mechanic be in a bag of $30,000?
And Bill Crosser has a point. He said, yeah, your mind must have been racing about something that you forget a bag with $30,000. It's not $100.
Yeah, and why would that note be in there? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he was trying to off somebody.
Yeah, first of all, you got to learn to cut them brake lines yourself.
We'll teach you.
I'm sure you know. Oh, a mother assaulted her son just because he called her a booger face.
I mean.
Really? Gio calls you a booger face. You're going to backhand
him? No way. Booger face. I mean, you know what it is? I think this is something from her childhood. She probably.
No. You know, it's a funny name. It's a booger face.
Maybe she used to get the call that in fucking third grade.
No.
PTSD.
No. Not for booger face. Whore, slut, cunt, maybe, but not booger face. 46-year-old woman in Florida. You gotta know better. Her name is Betty Union. She was arrested. She smacked her son in the face so hard his glasses broke, which caused cuts on his face. Oof. Now she don't even have him anymore. They took him away.
Wow.
Maybe she wanted him taken away. Maybe she just figured, oh, this is the easiest way to do it. I'll just... Booger face. You don't smack your kid because he's a booger. You don't smack your kid anyway. Unless he takes the last drumstick. By the way, you know that's not ice cream? The drumsticks that they sell?
Yeah.
They're called frozen treats. They're not, that's not ice cream. They don't call it ice cream. I saw this on, you learn a lot on the Instagram there, don't you?
Why? Yeah. Wait,
so it's called the box, they're frozen treats. It's not ice cream. They can't call it ice cream. It's not ice cream. I don't know what it is, but it ain't ice cream.
Wow.
I'm not eating those anymore. Jackson Mahomes, most annoying sibling in the world. He took care of a lost child in the chaos of Kansas City, the shooting there, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
So, well, that's what someone claims. So he says, I have a whole new respect for Jackson now because I saw him trying to help a kid. In truth, though, he was probably hiding behind the kid like his heroes in Hamas do. Come on. Mahomes?
I know.
He wasn't helping the kid. He was hiding from the bullets.
He looks so fucking fragile when you look at him. He's going to fall. Yeah.
Jackson Mahomes is no hero.
No. No way. The guy that jumped on the shooter is a hero. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, everybody's mad now because Travis and Patrick Mahomes, and they went out drinking, and they went for dinner after the shooting. It's like, well, what are they fucking supposed to do?
I know. I don't get it.
Well, that's a bad look. Really? I don't know if you know, but like it wasn't like a terrorist thing or anything. It was some thugs.
Gang shit, yeah.
It was two out of the three that were arrested were minors. It was just they got into a fucking fight and started shooting. That's what it was. AKA Chicago every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we don't wring our hands over what happens in Chicago every weekend. You want to hear an interesting stat? Check this out. It's been 4 years and 1 month. 1,400, and this was a couple days ago, so add some more days onto this. 1,492 days since Chicago last had a day without a shooting and or a homicide.
Jesus
Christ. Since January 7th of 2020, 3,065 people have been killed and 12,746 people have been wounded in Chicago. And nobody says boo.
Wow.
Are we just that used to it? Oh, that's Chicago. That's there. That's over there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's basically what happened in the Kansas City thing. Tennessee is trying to ban the sale of cold beer. And as stupid as this sounds, I might be on board with it. They just want to ban cold beer to try to cut down on DUIs. Because if you buy the warm beer at the store, you're not as tempted to crack one open in the car.
I think that's amazing. That's a good,
right?
Yeah. So you got to take it home, put it in a cooler, and cool it off. Yeah.
That's like, I'm not trying to take away anybody's freedoms or, you know me, I'm fucking Captain America here, but there's something to that.
Yeah. Sure.
What NFL fans drink the most? I don't know how they figured this out, but they figured out which NFL fan bases drink the most. Oh. You won't guess it. But let me see what you think is number one.
NFL fans drink the most. The Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
Ah, that's close. Number two. I'd have said the Packers. Tennessee Titans fans are the biggest drunks.
Really?
Yep. Then Pittsburgh. Then the Indianapolis fans. Atlanta and New Orleans.
Huh.
You know who drinks the least?
New York Giant fans.
Chiefs fans, Commanders fans, and Giants fans.
Really?
If you've been to fucking MetLife, you are shocked by the Giants being the third least drunk. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
That story. All right, let's do really bad jokes. Get out of here.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Okay. A list of the best top-paying low-stress jobs are out. Top-paying, less stress. Number one, White House chef.
Huh.
Yeah, because all you're making is broth.
I was going to say why, because all he does is Jell-O? That was good.
Well, unless you work for the Obamas, then all you do is drown.
Ooh.
On your paddleboard.
Wow.
50 feet from the fucking shore, 100 feet from the... How does that happen?
Yeah, that's...
And the guy who drowned was like a swimmer.
And like a really good
competitive
shape,
swimmer.
Yeah.
You know. Didn't Obama have sores on his knuckles after that? I think he did. I think he was wearing bandages and stuff. Maybe he had a black eye. Experts say romance novel readers have unrealistic ideas of love.
And so does every woman in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies, stop waiting for a shirtless pirate to sweep you off your feet. That's not going to happen. You could have been dumped to yourself, you know, with that joke.
That funny. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's really bad jokes.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't have to be funny. Study found that shivering for 10 to 15 minutes burns as many calories as exercise.
All right.
Want to lose weight? Spend more time with the wife. Because she's cold. The average wedding cost this year is expected to be $30,000. A lot of money to never have sex again. Hey.
That's the truth.
Cher is obsessed with Paul Giamatti. She says he makes her melt.
No, that's just her plastic surgery wearing
off. There you go. Good job. When you're 96% plastic, what doesn't make you melt? Good job. We should go out on that note, but I'm going to ruin it with one more.
All right.
A woman in North Carolina is wanted for stealing a bidet from a local restaurant.
A bidet?
She stole a bidet from a local restaurant. She claims the food made her sick, so it's shit for shat. Well, get the hell out of here. You get it? Tit for tat?
Yeah, shit for shat.
Shit for shat? All right. Good. I want to make sure you're on board there.
I was on board there.
All right. Monday, utter nonsense. Corey not going to Greece, which sure sucks. He has to eat like $6,000 in airfare. The hotel gave him his money back, but the airfare, he didn't buy insurance. So he's out. He's out the airfare.
It's one car payment.
Yeah, no shit. All right, see you Monday. Have a great
weekend. See you later. Have a good weekend.
Kane and Corey.